Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready to hear a word from the Lord. I stopped by tonight to encourage someone that God got a word for you and you tonight. So get ready, knowing John 10:10, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God comes that you have life and have it more abundantly. So start praising God and thanking God for your breakthrough. Praise go
recording
up.
Started.
Evening. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to another powerful Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. Remember in John 10:10, the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but he come that you have life and have it more abundantly. So start praising God and thanking God for your abundant life in the name of Jesus, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all he can ask. The praises go up and the blessings come down. So email a friend, text a friend, invite a friend on tonight. Know that the Lord have a word for you, you, and you. And just remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In Jesus' name, God love you and I love you. Sit back and relax and hear a word from the Lord.
Good evening. Scripture reading this evening is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 through 11, and I will be reading out the NIV. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. May God add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and readers of his word.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God get all the glory. In the midst of storms tonight, Father God, you get all the glory. We touch not your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign on this line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver, Lord God. May a word come forth tonight that will penetrate the hearts of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up all the sick and the shut in all over the land tonight. And I thank you, Father God, you're going from house to house making house calls, healing, delivering, setting free in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up my entire family to you, from my nieces to my nephew to my children to my grandchildren to my great-grandchildren. I just thank you for being a fence around them all, keeping them all safe from all harm and danger in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just lift up all bereaved families from Texas all over the land tonight, God. We ask you to be their comforter, be their guide, Father God. Reveal the shooters right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm even asking you still to reveal the shooter of my nephew some months ago, Father God. Expose that shooter right now in the name of Jesus. Reveal, snatch the covers back. Put him up under arrest in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up this murdering spirit. We bind it up right now. We send it to the dry place. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Stress, oppression, depression. We bind you up and send you to the dry place. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the name of Jesus. Because his words say what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosened in heaven. We loosen healing over the land. We loosen healing in our neighborhood to drive out all the violence in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. And we just thank you that you are Dr. Jesus for someone tonight standing in need of healing, standing in need of deliverance. I have a niece. She's standing in need of a total healing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. And I know you're able to do exceed me abundantly above all I can ask or think. Do it for my niece right now, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over Dina right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Great is you that's in her than he is in the world. You're greater than any situation or circumstance that we may go through. So we thank you and praise your name tonight for the going through, and we praise you for the bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your promises in John 10 and 10. The enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you come that we have life and have it more abundantly. So I come to praise you for abundant life tonight, for me and your people tonight, God. I come to magnify the creator of heaven and earth. I come to say thank you, Lord. I come to pull down strongholds in the families tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our families tonight. And we bind up that murdering demon that's so far all over the land. We bind it up right now. We send it to the dry place, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for sitting high, looking low down on your people, God. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, God. Because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So I come to cast all my cares, all my children and grandchildren cares upon you, all my family members cares upon you, because your shoulders are fit to carry it. And we say thank you. Because your words say, come to me, all you heavy laden, and you will give us rest. You will give us rest in the midst of a storm that passeth all understanding. You will give us peace according to your promise. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither be afraid. So we thank you for a fresh fire anointing on this line tonight, saturating the phone lines tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just come to bless your name that you gave us eyes to see today. We say thank you. Ears to hear today. We say thank you. Mouth to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we could live and have our being. And I just come to say thank you for being Dr. Jesus for all the sick and the shut in. I say thank you for being Dr. Jesus for those in the nursing home. I say thank you for being Dr. Jesus, for that one is in intensive care in the hospitals tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you going from floor to floor, healing and delivering, setting your people free. You're doing a shanda. You're doing a turnaround in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you able to do it, God. You able to do it, God, bless you. So we thank you for it right now. Thank you for the visionary of this line tonight, God. As he can continuously pour out to your people, continuously pour back into him in the name of Jesus. Continuously heal Mother Matthews, Father God. Continue to strengthen her physical body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood, the healing blood over Mother Matthews right now, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to tear down strongholds. We come to tear down strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, we just bless your name tonight. We just bless your name tonight, because your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up tonight. And we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in the penitentiaries on tonight, moving in the county jails on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Moving for the homeless tonight all over the land. And we say thank you. We plead the blood over the White House tonight, over the president and the vice president and their families, God. Do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Father God. We tear down strongholds in the White House right now. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in that White House. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we say, have your way tonight, God. Heal and deliver tonight, God. Continue to make house calls tonight, God. In every city and every state. Oh, we just bless your name. And we thank you, Lord God, for stopping by this city tonight and in Chicago, Father God. We thank you for stopping by and Harvey making a healing and delivering in the name of Jesus. You stopping by Montgomery, Alabama, healing and delivering in the name of Jesus. So we thank you going from state to state and city to city, healing and delivering in your precious son Jesus' name. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength in the midst of storms. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We bless your holy name on today. And Father God, we come thanking you, God, for all that you have done for us, your people. Father God, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for how you kept us all through the day. Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for how you keep on keeping us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I pray for each and every person that's under the sound of my voice tonight. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And even those that desire to come on this line but weren't able to get on as of yet, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you move by your spirit in their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you turn things around for them right now, Father God, whatever they may be facing, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you move right now in their situation, Father God, and turn it around for their good, everything that the enemy meant for their bad, Father God. I thank you, God, that you're turning around for the good of us, your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would restore virtue back to Mother Granny on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even as she poured out, Father God, you strengthened her, Father God, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you will move by your spirit in her life and over her family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, everything she needs you to do, Father God, everything she have up before you, Father God, I thank you, God, for you answering it quickly and swiftly in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, I pray even for the intercessor, oh God, Evangelist Pickett, that will come after me, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you pour out of her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you pour her out, Father God, you empty her out, even as she pray for your people, Father God, on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you show her, Father God, exactly what to pray for, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I just thank you for covering her and her family as well, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I bless your holy name, Father God, hallelujah, but Father God, I do thank you, God, for our overseer, oh God, Dr. LaRon Matthews on tonight, I thank you, God, for you just keeping him and covering him and watching over him and his family, Father God, and I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you use them on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, to release, Father God, glory, hallelujah, your words unto us, your people tonight, Father God, for you to, oh God, hallelujah, cause them, Father God, hallelujah, to release mysteries, Father God, and unlock codes to us on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and even as the word go forth, Father God, or the topic of discussion, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, let us all, Father God, receive, Father God, what we're hearing, Father God, don't let it go on one ear and out the other, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but let it fall on good ground on tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and let us apply it to our very lives, Father God. Oh, God, and we just bless you, and we praise you, and we thank you for the man of God, and we thank you, God, for just covering his family, his parents and children and grandchildren, siblings, nieces and nephews, aunties and uncles, cousins, the whole entire family, and covering the ministry, Father God, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries. Oh, God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for even as the Lifeline Conference is quickly approaching, excuse me, Father God, hallelujah, I pray right now, oh, God, hallelujah, that and everything, oh God, glory, hallelujah, go in decency and order, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and the people that come, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that they have traveling mercies, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, on the way to the conferences and even on the way back home, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and they get exactly what they came for, Father God, to receive from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I pray over the speakers, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would just cover them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, each and every one of the speakers, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and that you will pour down, oh God, from heaven, Father God, glory, hallelujah, fresh and new anointing upon their lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, use them for your glory,
Father God, use them, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. As your mouthpieces, Father God, as your vessels of honor, Father God, to bless the people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you. And I do praise you when I pray over the leadership, Father God, that we all be in place and on one accord during these conferences, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I bless you, God. I praise you, God. And Father God, glory, hallelujah. I stand right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and I release your strength over the people, Father God, tonight as I stand on your word in Isaiah 40 and 29, which says he gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Oh, God, so I thank you for your strength tonight. Father God, glory, hallelujah, falling afresh on each and every one of us. Oh, God, and your children all over the world tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, I lose your peace over this line and over your people tonight, even over myself, Father God, as I stand on your word in Isaiah 26 and 3, it says you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Father God, glory, hallelujah. I just thank you, God, and I praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and I stand and loose your faith over this line tonight, Father God, as I stand on your word. And Matthew 21 and 22, it says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. So, Father God, take each and every one of our faith to a new level, Father God, on today, to new dimensions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to trust you all the more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And help us, oh, God, as you put his members of your word in, oh, God, hallelujah. Psalm 37 and 5, that says we are to commit our ways to you, trust you, and you will bring the past that expected in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, I stand, Father God, releasing your hope over the line of your people on this line and myself and your people everywhere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I stand on your word in Romans 12 and 12, it says rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Oh, God, be constant in prayer, Father God. So even as we're hoping, Father God, hallelujah, oh, God, hoping in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hoping, oh, God, and even the things you promised us and even the things we pray for, Father God, glory, hallelujah, help us to stay consistently praying, Father God, without ceasing, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you. And, Father God, I lose your love over the line, Father God, as I stand on 1 Corinthians 16 and 14, it says, let all that we be, that we do be done in love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us walk in love, Father God, towards one another, Father God, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is, even in difficult times, in difficult, oh, God, when we're dealing with difficult people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Father God, to still walk in love towards them, Father God, to continue to pray for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Continue, oh, God, hallelujah, to demonstrate your love, Father God, and help us to love others, Father God, just how you love us, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. The times, oh, God, even when you were patient with us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you patiently stood in love with us. Let us patiently stand in love with others in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, hallelujah, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and I release your victory over the people tonight, Father God. Victory in every situation, every circumstance, every happenstance, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything, oh, God, that they may be dealing with in their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And I stand on your word in Deuteronomy 20 and 4 that says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. So I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that we have victory in Christ Jesus, oh, God, because the victory was won many, many years ago, Father God. So, Father God, help us, oh, God, to continue to fight that good fight of faith, Father God, and stand knowing, Father God, that we are victorious, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and the enemy is defeated, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, I'm praying for the body of Christ tonight, Father God. I'm praying, Father God, that you would unify the body of Christ on tonight, Father God, that we would all walk together, Father God, stand together, that we would all work in your vineyard together, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in unison, Father God, no big eyes and little U's, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but let us work together, let us help one another, Father God, hallelujah, let us function as a body together, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bind you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, spiritual jealousy and competition tonight, Father God. And I send it back into hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. But I'm thanking you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you causing us to all work on one accord, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, let us walk up right before you, Father God. Let us be holy, Father God. Let us walk righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you said in your word that we ought to be holy because you're holy, Father God. So help us to be holy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, hallelujah, help us to obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because, Father God, you said in your word that obedience is better than sacrifice. And, oh, God, you also said, Father God, over in Isaiah, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. Oh, God, and I know, Father God, that it's your desire to see us, your people, blessed. So, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to walk upright. Oh, God, and be obedient to you, Father God, so that we may eat the good of the land, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. And, Father God, I stand, oh, God, and I release, oh, God, over you this line, oh, God, of your love, and I cancel the hate, Father God. I release joy, Father God, and I cancel sadness, Father God. I release peace, Father God, and I cancel chaos tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I release your patience over us, your people, Father God, and I cancel impatience, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I release your kindness over the people tonight, Father
okay.
God.
I can't do either.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. I release,
yeah.
Father God, glory, hallelujah, goodness. Oh, God, and I cancel wickedness tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I release faithfulness tonight, Father
okay.
God. Glory, hallelujah. And I cancel, Father God, hallelujah. And I release. Oh, God, hallelujah, harshness, Father God. I cancel, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I cancel right now, Father God, this orderliness, Father God, and I release self-control. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, oh, God, to be praised on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just binding up, Father God, all of this destruction, Father God. Hallelujah, over the land, Father God. Hallelujah. We're binding up, Father God, these murders, Father God, and all these different states, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, sickness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose your healing balm of Gilead over your people tonight, Father God. Touch right now every single organ, every body part, everything in these bodies, Father God, that is not lining up with you. In your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel, Father God, every disease, every disorder, oh, God, known to man, Father God, every dysfunction in the body known to man in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to give you glory. We want to give you praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for your healing virtue flowing right now from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, a special covering over the children today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would cover our children, Father God, your children, Father God. Hallelujah. The young children and the old children, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And that you would block every assignment of the enemy, Father God, against them, Father God. Even the young babies, Father God, with this formula thing. Father God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you're covering them, Father God, even as the formula is beginning to come back in, Father God. Cover them, Father God. Keep them, Father God. Don't let no harm come to their bodies through this formula, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Cover those, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Graduates, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And as they go, and prepare them to return back to the next grade level, Father God, whether it's college, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Prepare them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Move by your spirit for them. Use them for your glory even at a young age tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Show them their purpose, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Plant their feet on their destiny track, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And let them walk out the purpose driven for their lives, Father God, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your people everywhere in every situation and circumstance, Father God. And we binding up right now every principality, every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge on tonight, Father God. Every opposing force that would come against us, your people, Father God, we drive it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word that says, suffer not the witches to live. Oh, God, and we even stand binding up that witchcraft tonight, that white magic, that black magic, the hoodoo and the voodoo, the hex and the vexes and the taboos, the hocus pocus, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the Santeria, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and the Obia, Father God, every dark thing, oh, God, hallelujah, every bit of ritual tonight, Father God, we cast it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we break curses tonight, oh, God, we break incantations tonight, Father God, we break spells tonight, Father God, with the breakers anointing in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just thanking you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're rising up right now and scattering every single enemy, Father God, we thank you that you're the strong tower, the righteous can run and be safe, in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're covering us. Oh, God, and those, oh, God, that need your help, Father God, and 911 emergencies, Father God. I thank you, God, for your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, over in Psalms 46:1 that says you are the present help in the time of trouble, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you that help is on the way to your people, Father God. And we just giving you praise and glory and honor that while we're yet speaking, you already answered. Oh, God, and we bind up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, everything that's not like you, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, hallelujah. And we stand on your promises, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, for all you've done, all you're doing. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you that all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of light. And we just bless you and pray in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen and amen, hallelujah.
Father, we thank you tonight, God, that we're all here assembled, Lord God, for one agenda, God, and that is to seek your face tonight, God, and to know more about you, Father. So we come to you, Lord God, with open hands, God, with open minds, with open hearts, with open ears, oh God, to hear, God, to open eyes, that when we read the word, Lord God, I'll bring revelation in the matchless name of Jesus, God. When we open our mouths, oh God, our mouths will be filled, Lord God, with your glory, Lord God, with more of your power, oh God. We thank you tonight, God, that you are Alpha and Omega, Father. You are the beginning and the end, God. You are the great I am, God. And so we come to worship and honor you and magnify your glorious name, Father. We thank you tonight, God, that as we step into your glorious presence, God, everything around us has changed, oh God, for you have shifted us out of the atmosphere, Lord God, of what we once in, God, and we come into your glorious presence, God, where every tear, Lord God, that is fell from the eyes of your people, Lord God, will be wiped away by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that we can look to you tonight, God, and God, glean from your presence, God. We thank you that your glory, Lord God, is shining upon us tonight, God. We come to enwrap ourselves in your glory tonight, God. We come, Lord God, to step into your throne room, oh God, that we can lay at your feet tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord, that you are the Lord of the breakthrough, oh God, in anything that has your people bound, oh God, it shall be loosened in the name of mighty Jesus' name, we pray, God. We glorify you, oh God, for we thank you that tonight, God, will never be the same in the lives of your people, Lord God, as they tap into your presence, God, as they tap into your glory, God, as they tap, Lord God, into the anointing, oh God, that is on this line tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, that there will be healing, Lord God, and transformation in Jesus' name, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, oh God, that is across this line tonight, Lord God, that those that reach out and grab it, oh God, they shall be made whole, oh God, just as the woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of his garment, God. May we touch your hem tonight, God, so that we can be changed, transformed, Lord God, and be repositioned in the name of Jesus, to do what you have called us to do, oh God, to reach, Lord God, to bring, Lord God, salvation, oh God, is what we need in our houses today, God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're not afraid of people's faces tonight, God, but we come, Lord God, in fear and trembling and humility, oh God, walking, Lord God, and even, Lord God, bowing before the Holy King of glory, oh God. We worship and honor your great name, God, and God, we ask that your will be done on this line tonight, God. Not our will, God, but yours be done in earth as it is in heaven, God. We want to touch the throne room, oh God. We want, Lord God, more of you and less of ourselves tonight, God. So, Lord, those that come in with the ear to hear, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're moving their ear gates, oh God. You're moving, Lord God, and protecting their ear gates, Lord God, from any negativity, Lord God, that will easily shift them, oh God, from moving to the left and to the right, God. And whatever direction you told them to go to, God, they shall listen in obedience in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for those, Lord God, that has their eyes blinded tonight, God. We thank you that you're taking the scales off of their eyes in the matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that when they, Lord God,
see your word, God. Hallelujah. When they look at the circumstances, oh God, they will not look at it the way in their flesh, God, but they will look at it in the spirit, God. We will not think a stranger the fiery trials within the trials, oh God, but we will look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Lift up your people right now in the name of Jesus, and those, Lord God, that, Lord God, need you, Lord God. We pray for favor upon their land, oh God, because you said in your word, the Lord has been favor to your land, and you have brought the captivities captives, Lord God. You set them free, God. You have forgiven their iniquities of your people, oh God, and you have covered their sins, oh God. So we thank you tonight, Lord God, that as we come to you, oh God, repenting, Lord God, asking that you will wash our minds, wash us, Lord God, from anything that we've entertained, Lord God, of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, God, even the thoughts in our minds, oh God, even the things in our hearts, oh God, go in into those places, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus, and do a clean out. The name of Jesus, for we have need, Lord God, a new life, God. We need our slate clean, hallelujah, to your name, God, that we can come to you, oh God, with, Lord God, with anything that we have desire of, God, because we know that you cannot look upon sin, Lord. And so, Lord, let us regain our relationship back with you in the name of Jesus as we turn away, oh God, from our selfishness, oh God, as we turn away from, Lord God, our anger and our disappointments, as we turn away way, Lord God, of unforgiveness in our hearts, God, as we turn away, Lord God, of, Lord God, allowing this sin here and that and there, God, hallelujah, to your name, God, we thank you that you're doing the cleansing, God, because we come to surrender to you tonight, God, we don't want to be the same way, God, but we want you to do the work, oh God, we lay ourselves on the operating table tonight, God, and asking, Father, that you would do the work, oh God, no, it don't feel good, God, but we thank you tonight, God, that as you do it in the hearts of your people, God, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're replacing it, oh God, when we let, Lord God, renewed and revived, oh God, we glorify you, oh God, anybody that is worried, oh God, you shall be their peace in the name of Jesus, for you will speak peace, oh God, over your people's lives in the name of Jesus, and those that dwell in that secret place, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that mercy and truth have met together, oh God, and righteousness and peace have kissed. So we thank you, oh God, that we can come, Lord God, with an attitude of gratitude in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord God, that when we step into your throne room, oh God, we shall be forever changed, oh God. We don't have any agenda, God, but to give you the glory to the audience of one, and that is you, Christ Jesus, and to our Father above, hallelujah, to your glorious name, oh God, we bow before you tonight, God, and we thank you, oh God, that you hear the cry of your people, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for tearing us up on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for what's going to take place tonight in the name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, that you are good, Lord God. And we know that your righteousness is everything that we need. Let your will be done as we give you glory and honor and praise. May our footsteps, Lord God, walk in your path, oh God. And we glorify you and we give you praise in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud, so Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice.
love's got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud. But I'm asking you now, lost in the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord? I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. Oh, Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I can't. God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
The Ron Matthews Ministries present the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Mari Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries. In Virginia on June 25th, 2022.
The mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m.
Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26, 2022. At 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois. Ask for the Lifeline Block. Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cash Tag, RFPIM. That's Cash Tag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
Dependable God, it doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional God, everything is working out for my good. Dependable God, it doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Yeah, yeah. Intentional, intentional. creation of God. Everything is working out for my good. Oh, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh, you love me too much, oh, you love me too much, oh, excess love. Unconditionally, Lord, thank you for loving me too much, oh. Thank you for loving me too much, oh. Unconditionally, thank you for loving me too much, oh. Thank you for loving me. Where would I have been? Where would I have been without you? You love me too much, oh. Oh, kakame, nahin you be. You are A to Z, and everything in between, oh. I'm a man, now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye di kaki. Amamamasyamasyo, now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye di kaki. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made a way.
God bless you and top of the day to you. And I welcome you all today to another prophetic experience teaching time where God's word comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I am the overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. We're located just 15 minutes outside of the city of Chicago in the state of Illinois. We're in the heart and hub of South Suburbs. We're going east only 5 minutes from the Bishop Ford. We're going south. We're only 5 to 10 minutes from Highway 80. We're going west approximately 5 to 7 minutes from I-57. And if you're going north, we're only 15 minutes from the city of Chicago in the suburbs. We're a cutting-edge ministry. God has blessed us with a phenomenal team of men and women of God. We embellished their gift in the kingdom of God, and we definitely allow them to flow in the ministry for which God had mandated them to flow in. And we celebrate every part of them as they grow and develop into kingdom leaders as the Lord designed them to be from the foundation of the world. And we all welcome you all tonight to this prophetic experience conference line. And to all of our covenant partners and to our friends, the virtue members, sons and daughters, we bless you all on tonight. If you will be so kind to go to my Facebook page or Minister of the Briar and share, I believe this night will be one of the most greatest experience you've had on this conference line in 11 years. Speaking of 11 years, this is our 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2022. And we're looking for an awesome time in a supernatural way with great men and women of God who will be part of this event on June 24th through the 26th, Friday night. We will have one of the most phenomenal kingdom leaders and men of God of this dispensation from Virginia who will be blessing us with a powerful word from the Lord, Restoration Church, our senior pastor, Apostle Maurice Simmons. Then on Saturday morning, we will have two phenomenal men of God that will come and bless us with a word from the Lord in the workshop, 10 a.m. We will have Bishop Jesse Williams, great, powerful man of God from Chicago, and our good friend, Apostle Wallace. He will be ministering, Prophet Wallace, be ministering at our 12 noon workshop. Then I will come back that night and share to the General Assembly a word from the Lord for the people of God that will be joining us from around the world. Then Sunday morning, we will be sharing from our 7:30 blog talk in conference line, simulcast, and then we'll be coming back at 11 o'clock for the finale of our conference 2022 with our good friend and the up-and-coming powerful key leader and friend, Evangelist Gwen Marshall. She'll be ministering along with others at that time. We're looking forward to a great time in the kingdom of God. And certainly, we want you to join us and be part of it. Register now for the conference. Night services are always open to everybody, but register now for the conference. It's only $100. You'll be blessed tremendously by the conference. And I'm telling you, you're going to experience something great. The theme of the conference is going viral in the midst of the virus. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this great conference 2022. It's June 24th through June 26th. Every service is to be blessed and a blessing for your life. And certainly we're looking to see you there with us at our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2022 in the city of Harvey, Illinois. All right, I want to pray, warriors, and those individuals that flow in the ministry gift that works effectively through the Spirit of the Lord God, whether through word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, word of exhortation, word of comfort, or even prophetically. We bless each and every one of you for your governmental position in the kingdom of God and how you allow the Lord to use you as you release the oil from your loins to each and every one of those that are listening in and the followers of the ministry. We certainly thank God for you and you on today. And I certainly want to let you know, I don't take it lightly, your gift to the body and to the believers. So we thank you all for being part of our conference line as well as part of the kingdom of God. And certainly we embellish your gift and thank God for your ability to share your talent and your ministry to the world and to the kingdom of God. And certainly I thank you for that on today. Well, on tonight, I believe that you might want to get paper and pen, your pencil, and we want to have all of your information available to share. I don't know if we're having some technical difficulties over there. Can you hear me, Administrator Brian? Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Those of you who follow me, I'm going to be releasing some things prophetically to all of you all today. And I know in my years of ministry and sharing the word of God, which meant the information I'm going to share with you, it's absolutely pertinent for this month and going into the weeks ahead so that you will be aware of what's getting ready to come and getting ready to befall the nation and ministries locally and globally around the world. I say this today because there is something on the horizon. Many of you feel it. Some of you know it. Some of you feel something and you don't know the details of it. Excuse me. But we're in the midst of a major wind blowing in the land. And we're going to see it, sensation of time and in history. And many of you, it's going to be unprecedented in this time. But like we saw the coronavirus and COVID-19, all of those things are considered unprecedented for our dispensation of time. But you will be able to see, know, and experience it, what's getting ready to hit the world and the world around us and the world stages around us. Many of you know that over the last 3 years, God has allowed me to minister and flow in the prophetic and share many secret things that have been revealed, secret things that have been hidden from us by either secret society, organization, you name it, world government. I was able to reveal those things to many people around the world. And so in saying that, the United States of America decided to send one of their special agents to my home to try to figure out how do we know, I know what was said, what was released, and how was I able to share that type of specific detail of what has been going on around the world, locally and globally. And so anytime you step out to reveal that kind of information to the people and to the world, we're not only a target, but we're on target for revealing information to the world and to the people around the world. So in saying that, I want to talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line tonight, and I want to go into something that's important. I want to deal with prophetic intelligence tonight. I want to talk about prophetic intelligence tonight, and as I share from this place on prophetic intelligence tonight, I'm going to, as I'm teaching, going to be revealing some information, impartation as well as teaching, while I'm teaching tonight. So it's going to be some impartation. And I'll tell you why I'm doing this, because over the last several weeks and months, God has really spoken to my spirit and has really shared some things with me. And it's important now more than ever for many of the men and the women of God to be able to hear from God and to hear from God clearly and distinctively without missing your target. So tonight I'm going to share some things that I would usually share under my prophetic class, my prophetic school, the Diamond, my Diamond School of the Prophetic, that I will be preparing to do in the fall of 2022, as well as some other things that we're going to be sharing. But I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line, and then I'll go deeper into those areas. At the end, what I'm going to do is have the line open for people who have questions, or if you have a comment for me, a question or a comment. Now, when that time comes, I'm going to take your questions, I'm going to take your comments, and I'm going to give you as much detail as it relates to your questions or your comments. If I can't, I certainly will do two things. I will get before the Lord, and then I will get back with you concerning the information that you may ask me or question or comment. I may speak prophetically over some people tonight as the Lord leads. If not, this is a prophetic message anyway, and lives will be touched by the word of God and the details of the word of the Lord God. So if you would, please, once again, you can share it on your page with others, invite others. If you are a pastor, you are a apostle, prophet, bishop, ministry gift, I want to encourage you to invite your congregational leaders on here for the sole purpose of being able to help you tonight. What I'm sharing tonight will help you for the sole purpose of being able to help you in the time, because what's getting ready to come is coming straight for you all who are leaders. It's not going to come for the lay people. It's coming straight for leaders. It's targeting what we're seeing. It's going to simply target high-level leadership. It's coming after all leaders. You're going to see a rise, a shortcoming, and a fall. Now, if anyone who is starting ministry and you're not mature enough and you're a novice, my suggestion for you in the window that you're in, don't start right now. If you are a novice in ministry and you don't know the depths of ministry right now, my suggestion for you is to sit back, stay under leadership, ride through the storm that's coming. That's the best advice I can give to anybody that wants to run out here and start a fire and deal with the ancient spirit of the arcades right now. It is unadvisable. And don't let your emotions erupt. Don't let your feelings get in your way. Take this advice. If I can give any advice to anybody who's young. Now, notice you heard me say, if you are a novice in this, do not run to the head of the room, because you're endangering yourself and those who will follow you in this season of your life. Let me talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses 1 through 4. Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord was saying to me when I am reproved. That word actually in the Hebrew means when I am made ready. Here he said, write the vision. Listen to this. Write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that they may run that what readeth it. They may run that readeth it. That they may run that readeth it. Detail. For those who will follow you, who follow your vision and your provision, they will run that readeth it. It means those that are with you, they will run that do what? Read it. The ones who will not run, they have not read your vision. They have their agenda. Will run that readeth it. So your vision is for a appointed time. The vision that you have is for a appointed time. This vision is for a appointed time. For a appointed time. Appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. Your vision will speak and not lie. So it tarry, delay. Wait for it. There's a prince of Persia. Principalities, forces you would deal with in the spiritual realm. These are high-ranking spirits that you will have to deal with in the spiritual realm. So they have nothing to do with your vision. They have something to do with your vision being in motion, and it's interrupting principalities and power, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, and spirits that wants to hijack it, because ultimately the angels heard your word from the first time that you spoke. That's Daniel chapter 10. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. That means that your soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just, although the just, shall what? Shall live by faith. They live by faith, through faith. then do that. The mysteries of the kingdom will come alive, and the sound of the kingdom will come alive. The vision of the prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone, to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their hearts about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for a total person. The mission of the conference line is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the mission and the vision of this prophetic conference line. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you on today. We honor you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now. Now, God, we ask that you will take hold of the vessel, Lord Jesus, in the lips of clay. God, and decrease that deity may increase the more, Father. Lord, let your perfect will be done on this day, God, that the heart, mind, soul, and your spirit will embellish the word of God, Lord, and they will surrender the cerebellum and cerebrum to the counsel and will of your word through your mouthpiece. Father, we thank you for it right now. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now in the atmosphere and stratosphere and troposphere and biosphere and lithosphere and hemisphere and heliosphere. Father, we thank you right now. And God, we decree and declare every demonic activity of whispers and chanters, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pour down the demonic forces of them now in the name of Jesus. God, we're binding up voodoo spirits and hex. We come against Chaldeans, sorcerers, soothsayers, and we're taking authority over them right now, magician and wizardry, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we overthrow every diabolical intent of those spirits being sent out against the men and women of God, their hearing and their ability to hear, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor in advance in Jesus' mighty name, thank God. And it is so, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. As I said on my Facebook page to many of you, to many of those who picked up the information on today when I sent it out to the people, I said today I want to, this conference lab, we want to talk about prophetic intelligence. And I want to talk about the changing of the guards, changing of the guards. I'm going to specifically speak to the exiting systems of the royal family, prepare for the exit of the royal family. You can put that down, the exiting of the royal family. Now, this is going to cause many people ears to be attended to the blog side. So those who are following us on the blog side and those who are joining us, this is very pivotal for you. Now, the reason I said I want to share this tonight with many of you is because there is a changing of the guards. You're going to see the four major world governmental systems. They're going to be changing of their headship. The headship is going to be changing in the four world governments, the four world governments in the earth land. There's going to be a changing of the guards. You will see them. There will be a changing of the guards. And one of the reasons of the changing of the guards, because through the Gregorian calendar, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022, up until what we would consider literally maybe the end of the year, but I would even say to July, those ancient spirits in society had their time and their season. And it's a dotting of the set of those times and seasons and those positioning. That's why in 2019, they invested in the setup. 2020, they invested in what we call, I would like to use the word that, well, invested in the obituary system of the world. And then 2021, they invested in the mental health, mind, thought, body, sixth system grieving of the people. 2022 is the residue and the intimidation of those systems in place, bringing us into understanding that this 2022 year is very pivotal. It means 22 means mastery, and it means light. So things are coming to the light and the mastery. Based upon 2019, which is the setup year, that's why they call it COVID-19. Started with COVID-19, 2019 started. It started really before this time. Because if you look on some of the aerosol cans, you'll see COVID-19. But if you follow before that, you'll see that they gave you what we call Corona beer. They gave you the beer industry in the 90s. And then they brought you up to the city of Corona, California. They gave you city. They gave you the drink it, the city. And now they gave you the virus. So you had three dimensional to prepare the people for what we would consider coronavirus. And then all of the other germs, diseases, and you name them came upon. What I'm sharing with you is that when we talked about the plandemic, when I hear people, when I share the word plandemic, what people are thinking is it false. No. It was planned for the corona. It was planned for the lives to be taken. It was planned for the diseases to be put out. That's what I call the plandemic. So when people hear me, they say, well, you don't think these diseases exist? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, they do exist. But it was a plan. That's what I call it, a plan. But the biggest disease is the common one that people don't talk about, fear. Fear is the big one. And that comes fear, grip, torment, sensory, everything they use to enhance, embellish, increase, cause those things to happen. Everything they said when this virus hit the land, they said it was all based upon pre-existing conditions. Based upon pre-existing, and anything that pre-existing sickness, infirmities, all of those. But they had that plan in effect over the last 20 years plus. Last 20 years plus, they had that in effect. That didn't change. All of those things have been in effect and in place for the last 20 years. All right. Tonight, what I'm sharing here, I'm going to talk about three things. And I'm going to go into it, and for the sake of time, some information that I'm going to share tonight that I will share with you, I probably have enough time to do it, so I'm going to try to put a quart in a pipe, and I'm going to try to do this within an hour, So at approximately 9:08, I will stop, open up the floor for questioning. Answered, and if the Lord tarry long, I will probably pick it up on our Thursday morning, 5 a.m. with Evangelist Delma City and myself, or as the Lord leads, I will share more based upon timing. Usually when I share, usually most people are set in place because they find that most of the information I'm sharing is very pertinent and very important. Now, I'm going to talk about the prophet. I'm going to talk about the prophetic. I'm going to talk about prophecy and prophesy and take you into intelligence. And the reason I'm doing that is because tonight, many men and women of God that I'm sharing with, I'm activating something inside you tonight because it's going to be very important for your sleep pattern, your voice, your sound. I'm activating a sound so that you will be able to detect what is coming prophetically. So the intelligence of what I'm sharing tonight will be able to embellish your mind. You have to have your mind thought and willed and prepared for it, because what I'm going to share tonight is going to open you up to understanding clearly some of the mysterious and the secrets of the pentagram and how to tap into those things yourself, and God will give you understanding and knowledge of what's going on. You will be very important to your leadership and the direction of ministry. And if you don't open up your mind to the realms of soothsayer, the realm of fortune teller, the realm of clairvoyant, and the list goes on. This is going to be very important to you to be able to tap into this particular realm. So where you will have knowledge and understanding, and you will know the difference. So I want to talk tonight from the prophet. I want to deal with the prophet so everybody can understand. Now, I want to be very careful when I say prophet tonight. Well, prophetess, but I want to be very careful when I say prophetess tonight, because we have a gender battle in the world. It's a major gender battle in the world. And the gender battle in the world is the gender and the femininity and masculinity. And so under the church banner of femininity and masculinity, people that use the word that neither male nor female in the spirit realm. And that's one of Paul's writing in his epistle. However, if you read it, you will understand what Paul was saying concerning the event and concerning the specific time cycle for which he released that word in during that time. Now, you have to understand transliterationally, you have to understand that the word of God is not infallible, it's a translation. So you have different writers that came in and gave their theological writing and presentation of the biblical or the Bible. For example, in 1611, there was a change of the Bible to the English colonial standard, and it was given permission by King James to do so. And therefore, from that place, 26 scholars came from around the world to begin to give the translation of the English Standard Bible, which was approved by King James, not written, but he authorized it to be so. And it became the standard for the Presbyterian or church world. And therefore, what you have is that or the Episcopal church world, and what they were doing and things were done in that nature, that form, and that place. So therefore, that's what you have. And that's what you experience from the King James Version. Now, from that place, there were many other Bibles that came along the way that gave a translation, that gave a different viewpoint of it. Many of them deviated from the importance of the revelation by taking out certain words and turning upon genderism and based upon feeling that it was necessary to take out certain words and terms that would be offensive to other people, culture, background, and gender. So in saying that, when I deal with prophet, I'm dealing with female. When I deal with prophetess, I deal with male. Correction. When I deal with prophetess, I deal with female. Now, theologically, because everybody is trying to create a movement and a rhythm and a frequency, we all say everybody's prophet, male and female. But in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God, there's a distinction in the kingdom of God of a male and a female. Regardless of what historians say, and most of them don't, but regardless of what modern-day religious teachers have told you and said to you, there's a distinguish in the kingdom of God between a male and a female. Regardless of what title they call themselves and whatever language they use and speak as it relates to the spirit realm, word, or the nature of it, there is a distinguish between a male and a female, period. God did not change that. God would never change that. He's never going to change his mind or his words concerning that, period. No matter how many people sit down, how many people say they heard from God, God told them, God revealed it to them. They have to be very careful. There is a distinguish in the kingdom of God, male and female. Male, man, female, a woman, a lady. Male, king, female, queen. That's distinguish, period. Theologically, physiologically, psychologically. You want to name all the other ologies, there's a distinguish. Okay. So a prophet is a person regarded as, now, usually I share from the dictionary, whether Wikipedia or Britannica or Oxford language or whatever the translation, I speak from that place. However, there's other terms or dictionaries that you can use that come close to that and to give the distinguish between the prophetic or the office. The reason I'm saying that, because when I meet people, I acknowledge the prophet as a prophet, she's a male, the female as a prophetess, she is considered a prophetess. Male prophet, female prophetess. And the religious is a prophet, is an individual who is regarded as being in contact with a divine being, and it said to speak on behalf of God. I like to use that term. I'm taking all of those other things out, on behalf of the presence of God, and serve as a mediator with humanity by delivering a message or teaching from the supernatural source or realm to other people. The message that a prophet conveys is called prophecy. Prophecy. Called prophecy. That's prophecy. I'll do the prophecy and prophesy. Okay. Now, this person that's a prophet is a proclaimer of the will of God. And I use the word God. The use of translation is usually Elohim. Old Testament prophets, they receive from God. Write that down. All Old Testament prophets, anything before after the 39 books, anything before that would consider Old Testament prophets. And even I could include the Gospels with that. However, for the sake of argumentative as it relates to New Testament, not just Mark, Luke, and John, I'll stay with the 39 books there. All Old Testament prophets receive from the Lord. All New Testament prophets, we perceive. They receive and we perceive. The reason why we perceive, because we don't, our advocate is Jesus, or Yeshua HaMashiach. He's the advocate to the Father. So in being the advocate, we have to go between. So between Yeshua and the Father, there's other demonic principalities and power and forces that we deal with in those spiritual realms. So therefore, we perceive. So our ability as prophets is to be able to have a divine connection with the Father. I'll give those 5-6 points out at the end and how important it is if you're a prophet or a prophetess. Your life is officially no longer your life. You officially become owners of eternity. You're officially owned by God. And I'm going to show you in the scripture that you become officially. A prophet or a prophetess is not determined by people. They are determined by eternity. Say it again. A prophet and a prophetess, they're not determined by people. They're determined by eternity. So if someone says you're a prophet or a prophetess, that's fine. The final decision of that is God, Elohim. Eternity is the determining factor of a prophet or a prophetess, period. You can run to every church in the world. You can hear people tell you that you're a prophet or prophetess. You can even speak prophetically and do all of the above. But you, when God speaks to you, you will know that it came from eternity that you are a prophet or a prophetess. And there's a distinguish between your vocal cord, male, and your vocal cord, female, as a prophet and a prophetess, as a proclaimer, an aspire proclaimer of the will of Elohim. You are definitely a proclaimer. I can say to you, if the Lord give me that word, that you are prophesying. And usually that's true. However, your official database of the cerebellum, cerebrum, and the central nervous system will be dominated by the earth realm and the heart, both have ears. The earth realm and the heart. The earth has an ear, E-A-R. The earth must know your ear. The heart, your heart. Your heart must know your ear as a prophet. That's very pivotal right now for prophets and prophetess in this dispensation. I'm not going to say hour or season, but I'm using the word in this dispensation. It's very critical for you to know. You will be an outcast. All prophets are considered outcasts, even in public, with people around them, next to them, close to them. You will be considered an outcast. You will always be owned by God. You will never fit in, period, no matter how you try it, how you want to be. Even if you in, you will never fit in. If you think you fit in, you will transcend into whatever that spirit is that you chose to connect with that group or groupie organization of people. You never fit in. Now, in saying that, that doesn't mean you're not going to be included in your church, organization, or people, but you will always be God's property, period. You will be under that authority of that leader, that apostolic or the prophetic leader. Yes, you will. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you will officially be part of God's property and rewarded from that place so that you would know that. They will train you, help you, activate you, push you, but ultimately, your frequency and your ability to ascertain the mysterious of God will come strictly from eternity. Now, I'm going to share this with you real quickly because I'm going to go deep for a minute here after I share this with you. So brace yourself and buckle your seatbelt up, prophets. Prophets and prophetess. Now, I want to go over to scriptures, and I want to deal with the major prophets of the Bible, major prophets, so you will understand how. Now, this is only four ways, but usually these four ways are solidified by scholars, theologians, philosophers, and the list goes on of how you know that you are a prophet in the kingdom of God. It's solidified because some people will say to you, you're a prophet because of this, you're a prophet because of that, you're a prophet because of this. This is your office, this is where you're supposed to be, this is how God designed you to be. Absolutely. They will give you their opinion of the prophetic. Now, I'm going to take you into this place. Isaiah. Now, before I go here, I'm going to explain. I'm going into the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel consider what we call prophetic books, and they are considered major prophets. And I'm going to tell you why they're major prophets. And these five books are important to the life of a prophet. However, it's only four of them. It's not five major prophets. It's five major books of four prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Now, Isaiah have 66 chapters encrypted and mysterious code of the existence of the life of Yeshua. It will open up each, have encrypted in here, data and information of the 66 books of the Bible, Isaiah. Isaiah book, his name means Yahweh is salvation. The 66 books means Yahweh is salvation. Now let me put a pause here. Today is June the 6th. Today, this month, is the 6th month. The 6th month, 6 months of June, the 6th day of June in 2022. Now, just imagine that we have 2022. What do we have? If you take those three twos, you get six. So we actually end the 6th month, the 6th day, and the 6th year, 2022. The 2022 is broken down as 6. So we have a 666. So I'm speaking prophetically to all of you on the 6th month, the 6th day of 2022, I take two, and two, and put it together, you get six. So this day is historically a mandated day for many of you. Effectively, you will all truly understand the prophetic mysteria that will be revealed. And some of the things I'm revealing is some of the things God revealed to me over 2020, 2021, 2022, in previous years, but now to release it to some of the men and women of God who will be able to embellish the mysterious of the kingdom of God and operate outside of cognitive into the supernatural by seeing things be revealed to you. All right. Chapter number 6 of Isaiah begins Isaiah's ministry or his commission. Isaiah was born, or Isaiah was raised up as a prophet after the death of a king. And the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up. I'm going to move to this quickly. Verse number 6. 8, he said, also I heard the voice of the Lord said, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And then said I, here I am, send me. Immediately, that's one way God will raise up a prophet after the death of a leader. After the death of a leader. He did that with Moses and Joshua. Okay, the king after the death. After the death. Okay? That's how Isaiah became the voice for Yeshua, the voice for Elohim after the death of a king. All right? Let's go over to Jeremiah. You can put that down as number 1. Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse number 4. I'm not going to read verse 1 through 3 because it's a call in Jeremiah, call to the prophetic. Hold on, people of God. Give me a pause. Minister of God, can you do me a quick favor? You take a commercial break for me, please? Yeah. Thank you. People of God, hold on. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back, okay?
Welcome to the prophetic experience where the word of the Lord comes alive with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Laron Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Apostle Maurice Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26th, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26th, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois. Ask for the Lifeline Block. Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cashtag RFPIM. That's Cashtag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Okay, we're back. Thank you so much. All right, let's go straight to Jeremiah. I'm not going to deal with chapter number, verse number 1 through 3 of Jeremiah. I'm going to go straight into Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 1, verse 4. Now, this is the second way you'll know that you are a prophet. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. Now notice if you read Jeremiah, he said the same thing. You read Isaiah, they said the same thing. He said, say not that you can speak, but the Lord said unto me, say not that you can speak, for I shall go and tell all that I shall send thee, and whosoever I command you. Thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces. I will be with thee, deliver thee, says the Lord. And the Lord did what? Touch his mouth. And the Lord did the same thing over there, but I didn't go to all of that. I left that out. I just want you to understand. That's the second way you will know that you are a prophet. That's the second way. That's the second way that you, number one, you know God will raise up a prophet is after the death. Number two, God will raise up you from eternity, before you were born. The second way is before you were born. And the ones that are, the ones he raised up before he were born, you must understand he automatically takes parental rights away. If you notice, after chapter, verse number 4, he said, Jeremiah, I knew you. Then the word of the Lord came to him and said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. So he took parental rights away. So everything about a prophet that is born as a prophet, everything comes from eternity because God took parental rights away. You were born from that place. You were born a prophet. All right? We're not going to deal with Lamentation right now. We'll pass Lamentation and go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter number 2. If you go over to Ezekiel chapter number 2. Now, wait a minute. Let me stop here. Let me go back to Jeremiah so you can understand Jeremiah. Because the reason I'm taking you to Isaiah and Jeremiah, I'm gonna show you flow. How many of you are going to be able to flow for the rest of this year? You are going to be able to flow in such a prophetic dimension. And I'm going to show you how you'll be able to do it with what I'm about to reveal to you, okay? Because what do we have? My timing, I have approximately 30 minutes to do it. I think I said 8 minutes after. We'll go to 9:10. Okay. Now, Jeremiah, his book is 52 chapters. It's 52 chapters in the book of Jeremiah. These 52 chapters opens you up. Now, Jeremiah means God is exalted and God is uplifted. Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation through the 66 books. Jeremiah book means Yahweh is what? Uplifted and exalted. His book is 52 chapters. It's 52 chapters allow you to understand the encrypted codes of all 52 weeks of the year. all 52 weeks. He's known as the weeping prophet. He's known as the weeping prophet. His 52 books will carefully allow you to understand each of the weeks of the year. Winter, spring, and fall, and the small window of autumn, which goes in right at the end of September into October, you get a small window of autumn. Okay? Each season is comprised of 90 days, with the exception of autumn. Small window, I believe, 8 or 9 or 10, somewhere like that time. A season is comprised of 90 days. Keep a record of that, okay? Jeremiah. Now, let's go over to understand Ezekiel. Ezekiel, and then I'm going to go to Lamentation, explain to you why Lamentation is very important for a major prophet or a prophet or a prophetess. Okay? Ezekiel chapter number 2, verses number 1. This is Ezekiel. Ezekiel means God's strength. Ezekiel name means God's strength. His book is 48 chapters of Ezekiel. 48 chapters of Ezekiel, but 48 chapters, if I break it down prophetically, I'll explain to you. Let me just go through. Ezekiel chapter number 2. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. Now listen to this, chapter number 2. Verse number 2, I mean. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that speak unto me. The Spirit entered into you. That's the third way to become a prophet. When God's Spirit enter into you, or he blow his Spirit into you. And he said unto them, me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to the promise, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me, that they and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are imputed children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are rebellious house, yet shall know that there has been a prophet among them. You see that? Number three, the other way you can become a prophet is the Spirit of the Lord God enter into you. The Spirit of the Lord God enter into you. And then verse 6, he said, and thou, Son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, neither be their afraid. And it's almost like paralyzing what God said to each of them. Okay? That's the third way. Now, I'm going to pause and explain to you why Ezekiel have 48 chapters. Now, 48 chapters. Ezekiel 48 chapters are comprised, when you read them, you will understand they're for season. They're like seasonal, because 48 chapters, you break them down, you will see that Ezekiel relationship and his ability and his strength, you see, you almost look at it like quarters. It would be like quarters or a quarter. If you bring 48 down, you look at a four-year period, 48, and you count 12 months, 24, 36, 48, you're looking at four-year period. So in a four-year period, or the season, the four seasons of the year, Ezekiel operated powerfully during seasons of the year, during powerful seasons of the year. He was considered Son of Man. He was very powerful. He was birthed through the spirit realm, Ezekiel. Very powerful, and he was known as God's strength. He was God's strength through every season of the year, God's strength. He was birthed from that. Ezekiel as a watchman on the wall for that time. Okay? Ezekiel. Now, you take Ezekiel 48. 48 simply means infirmament, a separation. 8 means Exactly. New beginning. You put them together, you get 12, which takes us over to the book of Daniel, which is 12 chapters. Book of Daniel. Let's go over to Daniel. Let's go over to the book of Daniel, chapter number one. Daniel chapter number one, and the power of Daniel and why he was so important to the kingdom of God and his ability, his greatness, and his willingness to serve and be a prophet. That's in chapter number one. You'll find out why Daniel was who he was, and Daniel was elite in his area. Daniel was, his position came, listen to this, in the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into the hand with parts of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and brought the vessels into the treasury. And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of the eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and the seed, and the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, well-favored, skillful in wisdom, cunning in knowledge, understanding science, and such had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, whom they might teach, listen to this, teach to learn of the Chaldean, and the king appointed them daily provision of his meat and the wine, which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, and at the end of the 3 years, they might stand before the king. Now, among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave names, and he gave unto them Daniel, the name Belshazzar, Hananiah, Shadrach, and Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. So, the fourth way you can be born or you can be a prophet is under slavery or bondage. They were all young men that were brought in as slaves or under bondage. They were brought in. They were birthed from his prophetic came from the place of bondage. He will be considered a governmental prophet, Daniel. Daniel will serve under four ancient deity kings, Neo-Persian, and he will serve under Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian system. He will serve the father. He will serve the son of Nebuchadnezzar, and then God overtook him, and he will serve Darius, and he will serve Cyrus. Now, the reason I'm saying this to many of you all who are prophets and prophetess, I want you to hear this clearly from me. Hear ye the word of the Lord God. Do not allow anybody to stop you from serving the world or any entity at all, period. No matter who you serve under, you're going to change the heart of them. Whether it's a perverted kingdom, a terrible kingdom, a murdering kingdom, a king, a leader, of somebody of authority that no one want to deal with. When God positioned you there, you're going to change the heart of that individual. Most people are trying to put profit in places where it's easy, where you're going to be, oh, it's going to be fine. You don't want to be over there with the witches. God's going to put you among the warlocks. And he's going to have you change the heart of the warlock. God's going to put you among the worst king, the dictator, and you're going to change the heart of the dictator. God's going to put you in the worst places in the White House with the worst president, and you're going to change the heart. See, what you have to understand, to flow in the mysterious of God and to be the prophet that you're going to prophesy in, you got to follow the direction of God. And God's prophets are always like this. Listen to this. Every prophet that are operating in this dispensation, you will have the high-profile cases. Everything you would do would consider high-profile. Nothing you would do would be in any less. Your cases are the hardest cases. You will have the hardest cases. All prophets carry the hardest cases. So your cases, you will be sent to places where people say, oh, you want to go there? Don't go over there. The gang members stop sending you there. Because you're going to change the heart of that leader. Your job is going to change the heart of that leader. God put you there. Well, you hear people say, well, you ever hear people say, the Lord sent me into a region, and then they say, Lord, change you in a region. That region was not where it went. Where was that? People are bad in that region. That's not a prophet. God, when God sends you into a region, he authorized your sound for that leader. He authorized your sound for that leader. You say, why that prophet? Because he authorized your sound to overtake demons. Your sound will overtake those demons over that leader. Your sound will overrule. Your mystery will be able to overthrow the sound of the misery. Your sound will overtake that leader's sound of demons. Your sound. Can you prove that? Sure, I can prove that. Look at what happened to David. When David, in chapter 1 Samuel, chapter 16, God said, I rejected Saul from reigning over Israel. You go to chapter 13, God then says, he now sent Samuel into the house of David and in the house of Jesse. See the seven sons. All of those names have meaning behind them, those encrypted codes. Then he said, go get David. He took David, anointed his head with oil. Then what did he do? Immediately, the next verse said, that was the day the Spirit of the Lord God departed Saul. But before that, the Spirit of the Lord God came upon Saul. Then, immediately, Saul was troubled by what? A spirit, a demonic force. Then, his Lord summoned him to get who? David. I know a man who will be able to soothe your frequency. Your sound, David's sound, was the sound that be able to soothe the pain of who? Saul. His sound was the key sound to overrule the demonic spirit that Saul had. Well, anybody else need me to give you another witness? Do you need me to give you another example? But see, people, when I share, I'm taking you scriptures. So everybody have scriptures. You will follow the scripture. You will follow the instruction. But so many people, they want to refute scholars and all of those. Just follow what I'm sharing with you. Your sound will be very pivotal to that king, that leader, or that rulership. You will not be timid. You will walk. You will hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. Do that. Daniel was so proficient that he even challenged the eunuch or had friends with the eunuch. Now look how powerful Daniel was. Listen now what Daniel said in verse 8 of chapter 1 of his book. But Daniel had purpose in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor the wine which he drank. Therefore, listen to this. Look how powerful Daniel was. Daniel didn't go in using any words that were outside of the word of God. He did. He requested. Every great prophet don't just run to people and say, I got a prophet word from the Lord. God said the Lord. No, they get permission. You know why prophets get permission? Because once he gets permission, he now officially gets mystery. Ooh, somebody just missed that. Once a prophet gets permission from anyone, he's allowed to get mystery. Write that down. I'm giving you our prophetic intelligence. I'm going in right now. Once you get permission, you get mystery. Why is that, Prophet Matthew? Because once you get permission from a person to speak over their life, you have the power and authority over the misery spirits that are holding them down to release the mystery to bring them out of it. You have power and authority. Once you have permission to get into the presence of the king, once you have permission to get in authority over a person, once you got permission, then everything else becomes the power of the mystery. When you have permission, you have the mystery. Because God uses his men and women of God who have the power of understanding permission. Why? Because God is a God of protocol. He's never out of order when he's prophesied. He never goes in an alley. He never goes in a closet. He never goes in a bathroom. He never goes in a basement. He never goes around a building. He never goes in the alley. He never gives a phone number and says, meet me over here. God is a God of order. And for you, so you can understand it, when you have permission from God, the mystery come alive, and immediately God honors that man. But you mean tell me he don't honor me behind the alley, behind it, being sneaky, being slick? No, he doesn't honor that. He'll kill you, but God doesn't change his rules out of the protocol, God. And you want to flow in the mystery, and you want to flow in the things of the kingdom of God, you have to be in order with God, because you're out of order and you don't do it. I know, it just hurt your feelings. You'll get over that. I don't have time to worry about feelings right now. Okay. So he got permission. And then after permission, the eunuch tells him he feared the king. But his ability to persuade him gave him authority to follow the instruction or hear the prophet. Immediately he took upon his word. 10 days passed. That's what happened at 10 days. He was 10 times smarter than those of his kind. Now, for you to understand what I just said here, immediately when you operate in this level, then you will begin to move and operate, because there will be prophets that are with you who will follow the Babylonian system, and you will be separated. There will be prophets of your kind that will not follow those instructions, and they will operate at another level. So they will be, notice he said, of their kind. So you will have people of your kind that will not operate at the level of the intellect, dialect, and dialogue of God. The intellect, the dialect, the intelligence, and dialogue of God. They will not be able to operate at that level. Because, see, you're not eating from that table. You're not allowing that to get in your spirit. Okay? Let's move on down. I'm going to deal with one other verse and take you over to chapter number 2 and show you that after chapter number 2, after Daniel continued to serve under the king and found out he was 12, he was actually 10 times smarter when they checked his pulse. God gave them what? Knowledge, skill, and all to learn. That's chapter number 1, verse 17. And as for these four, God gave them the knowledge, the skill of the learn, and the wisdom, and Daniel understood visions and dreams. Now, Daniel, that day forward, Daniel had over the spirit realm an area of vision and dreams. And how did he do it? Chapter number 2. Let's go through it real quickly. Now, chapter number 2, there's a dream that the king had. His dream, his spirit was troubled. His sleep was broken. Then the king did what? He consulted magician, astrologer, sorceress, Chaldean. All of those in those spiritual realms. In other words, they went first. The king consulted them. When God selects a prophet or a prophetess to a nation, you know that the ultimate principality and power is going to be all spiritual demonic forces operation going to be come forth. They're going to come forth. They're going to go first. They're going to come forth. They're going to come forth in every area of their responsibility and duty. I want to bring something out real quickly, and I'm going to take us to this area here. Okay, yeah, I want to deal with this. Okay. And I'm talking about case now. This is a case. Chapter 2 is a case. Now, if you notice here, verse 5, the king answered and said to the Chaldean, the thing is gone from me. Now, if you notice, when the king called in, the sorcerer, the Chaldean, the magician, and the astrologer to speak and give him interpretation of the dream. Verse 4, the answer, the king answered and said to the Chaldean, the thing is gone from me. Ye will make known unto me the dream and the interpretation thereof, or you should be cut and made into dunghill. Notice now, immediately, the Spirit of God shuts down the dream realm of that king. He shuts down the dream realm of that king. That dream, the king cannot interpret his dream realm until Daniel shows up. Now, look at what happened. Look at what happened after all of that happened. After he called forth and angered the people and told them and called forth the murder of all of them, Daniel comes in and he saves the Chaldean, the sorcerer, the wizard, the magician, all of them. Verse 19, chapter 2. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven And Daniel answered. Now, that's the mysterious. Look at how God opened up the mysterious to Daniel. Open up this prophetic realm. The mysterious means in the Greek something outside, mythological cognitive ability, something that God has to overshadow you with and give it to you. To truly understand the mysterious, you have to have the attitude to contradict cognitive ability. You can't get that in any university. You can't get that in any college. You can't get that in any other area. But that has been revealed to you from God and God alone. From a theological point of view, you could talk about, when you talk about the mysterious and dealing with it, from the standpoint, you can't get it from Agatha Christie. You can't talk about it from Robert Lulin or David Dobolche or Karl Marx. When you deal with the mysterious in the scripture, it's something that a man can find out. A man cannot find out cognitively or intellectually. It must be revealed spiritually. It must be revealed to you spiritually. And notice now, here's what happened. Verse 7. Then they answered and said, bless the name of the God forever, forever. For wisdom and might are here. And he changed what? Times and seasons. And he removed kings, and he set it up kings, and he gave wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them and understanding. He revealed the deep secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth within him. I thank thee and praise thee, O God, of my Father, whom given me the wisdom and the might to make known unto me now the desires of thee, for thou hast now made known unto the king the matter. You will be able to understand what's getting ready to happen and befall nation, country, world, events, dream realms, vision. God will give you. You will be able to tap into those spiritual dimensions. God will reveal it to you, and he will not reveal it to any of the wizards, the Chaldean, the sorcerer, the black magic, the voodoo doll, all of those. All right, let me move on down. Let's move to this. Okay. Let me take you over here. Let's do Jeremiah 33:3, and then we go to one more scripture, and we're gonna have some church in a minute. Let's go to Jeremiah 33:3 real quickly if y'all follow me. Jeremiah 33:3, and then we're gonna reveal some things to you all, and we're gonna open up the line. Jeremiah 33:3. We're almost at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Jeremiah 33:3. All right, Jeremiah 33:3. Here's what he said. I want to read verse number 3. Call unto me, I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now Jeremiah is locked, he's in prison, he's stocked and barreled down, and God said, call unto me. Under what? He's been locked, he's locked in the court of the prison, locked in the court of the prison, locked in the court of the prison, and call upon the name of the Lord. And God said, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God is a revealer of all of those things, the mysterious of the kingdom of God. I want to deal with another area real quickly. Most people know already Matthew 10:40, he that receiveth you receiveth me, he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the prophet reward. The reward there in actual Greek means a wage, a wage. It's a wage, a wager. That's a wager right there. It's a wage. When you hear that word, wage. So people, when they receive the prophet in the name of the prophet, they receive the wage. Whatever's on the wages, whatever that wage is, you know the word is that the wages of sin and death? The wages. That wage can be death, or the wage can be life. That wage, what is it worth? The worth of something. That's why I call the reward. That word in the Greek means wages, the worth. What is worth? Okay? All right. Let's go over to, I want to deal with this real quickly. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter number, I'm going to deal with chapter number, let's deal with 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, and let's drop it down here to understand the mysterious of God. He said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. For nor the prince of this world that came to naught, nothing. But we speak wisdom of God in a mystery. We speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto his glory. That's what I will talk about this morning, glory carriers, those who carry glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. The princes of this world. Now, I want to deal with something real quick so you can understand. Look at, I want people to write this word down, a judicial case. When we talk about weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mightier through God to the pulling down of stronghold, he's speaking about principalities against power, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The word principality here comes from a Greek word, which means archai. This means the first ones on the level of demonic force, the highest level of demons. He uses preeminent demonic power. He uses top level demons. He used top level demons against top level leaders. He also uses the authority, the word exousia, lower level atmospheric demons, and they're called cosmocrystal in the Greek. These demons in operation in the earth realm are in operation in the earth realm with power and forces. That is why great leaders are in an endangered species in this dispensation of the kingdom. The high level demon, high ranking demon spirit, the highest level of demonic spirit in the earth realm in operation right now. Okay? Now, let me go here. Let me take you here. All right. That's a judicial case. Let me move on down. It said, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, now listen to this, prophetess, those who operate in this gift. Listen to this. You are privileged to the word. Everything about a prophet and a prophetess that are under the authority and the jurisdiction of eternity, because you got to be an eternity. You have the power. Now watch, this is going to bless some of you like never before. You have the power of the words that God revealed to you are words before the world was formed. You will speak and present eternity case in time. All prophets will release eternity into time. But here's the problem with prophets in the world. All prophets that are operating in the prophetic realm must carefully know how to release eternity into time, but how to release it based upon, now listen to this so you can understand it, based upon chronological order. Your prophetic word must be the exact word in the time sequential by God. Chronological. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? When the word that comes out of your mouth, that's a mysterious word that's been spoken from eternity into time, that word must come from eternity, from what we call the celestial realm into the terrestrial realm, and it must come exactly in the order for which eternity spoke it before the world was formed. Let me take you a little deeper so somebody can get it. There are people who will prophesy out of turn. People get in relationship out of turn. People do things out of turn. You can't prophesy out of turn, because what you do is your motion of your prophetic word, the demonic spirit. The three things you got to understand about archai, high-ranking archangels. You got to understand. Satan was not the choir director in heaven. Satan was worship. So Satan is worship. Number one, the first W. Number two, Gabriel handled the word. Michael handled what? Warfare. Michael handled warfare. Gabriel handled the word. Satan, Lucifer, was worship. A three W. So Gabriel had to give the word to Lucifer, light, to worship. He had to shift the word. Most of our problems in the world is Lucifer who sends words to you. Michael got a war for you because of the word, so that Satan will not shift anything to you illegally, unauthorized, because he's not authorized to handle the word. So Satan is worship. So Michael have to war on your behalf with the word Gabriel has, because Satan, worshiper, want to destroy you. He used words to destroy you. So when you read the word, it is written, the word was sealed from eternity. You have to be able to deal with it in humanity, but in time. So your prophetic word, so the flow in a prophetic dimension as a prophet, you must be able to take the word from eternity, be able to house it in the terrestrial realm, and be able to release it to the exact dimension and depth of the word into the earth realm, so it can be solidified by the kingdom of God. Your word, your mystery must go into from eternity into humanity and hit its exact target. To flow in the mysterious and know the background of people, the future of the people, the past of the people, the miraculous, to be able to tell people exactly to the detail. You have to be able to flow into the mysterious of God and know how to take the word chronologically. Watch this now. You got to take that word chronologically, chronicle orders, and present it from a Kairos place. Kairos, immediately. You got to take that word and have it chronologically in order, but you're going to release it instantaneous, Kairos. It's going to interrupt everything scheduled and present itself in the Kairos. You'll carry eternity. Now, here's the problem. If you ever want eternal power, everyone that flows in the prophetic must deal with internal conflict. The problem is they don't want to deal with internal conflict. So you will not be able to flow in the eternal world. The moment you handle internal conflict is the moment eternity will give you answers to reveal to the people. Great prophet, understand that your words, everything from eternity is mysterious. It's unknown to the earth realm until you open your mouth and you release it out of your mouth into chronological order. It will come to the exact dimension, depth, width that God has given to you, to the exact key. It will come to the exact key. Now, your secret to being one of the best prophets in the world is a place called intercession. Let me take you somewhere real quick. Let me go here real quick, pull up my information. All right, we talked about prophet, and we talked about prophetess, prophetic. Prophetic is the accurate describing of or the predicting what will happen in the future. Prediction, being able to move. When people hear the word psychic, they think of which? No, psychic is mind. That's a psychic of the mind. Foreseeing, foresight, being able to move in those realms. And the projectile of God, and being able to place that word to the exact dimension from a person's life. So when a person says, allow you to speak over their life, watch this, people of God, and say to God, even when you receive a word from somebody. When a prophet speaks from the place that I speak, people say, call me a master prophet. I kind of don't like that word. I just prefer Prophet Lorraine Matthews. That's sufficient for me. I bless the Lord for their consideration, but I don't want to let pride overrule. I don't want to let pride overrule his presence. I prefer prophet so I can stay in his presence. All right. So when you speak from this place and you speak into the life of a person who receive you or authorize, listen to you, that authorize you, you see how Daniel did what? He got permission. Immediately, what you're receiving is the mystery of eternity before the world was formed, before you were born, before you ever came into existence. You're receiving a word. Now, you're receiving a wage. Now, let me take you to so you can understand this. When I hear the word, when you hear the word wage, because he had received a prophet, received a prophet reward. He would receive a righteous man in the name of the righteous man, received a righteous man reward. The moment you say, I received the reward, the man of God or woman of God, watch what happens. There's a wager. There's a wager. There's a wager on that word. Immediately, that word that's a wager on it depends on your obedience, that wager to that word. That word carries a wager to it. A wager. A wager of sin is death. If you go away from it, it's death. If you go towards it, it opens you up. There's a wager on that word. So the power of that word spoken over your life that came to pass, it's a wager on it. So it's a wage to the wage of you receiving it. When you receive that word from the Lord and you receive that prophet, I didn't say confirm him. I didn't say there's confirmation. I said receive it, that prophet, in the name of the prophet. You receive it, the wage. And that wage requires your obedience, because when you obey, eternity responds to your kairos and bring it to pass for your life. To be able to flow, to tap into knowing what's going on in royal family, kingdom, world, the Jesuit order, government, situation room, the intelligence of God opens you up to understand the terrestrial realm. That's the earth realm. The earth realm is connected to the word earth. Earth is connected to the word ear. If you look at the word earth, R-T-H, earth. So the earth responds to your ear. Why? Because it responds to eternity that gave you the information. He who controls your hearing controls your future. Earth responds to the prophet's ear. Why? Because the earth responds to the ear of the prophet and the heart of God. Heart has an ear. The heart, H-E-A-R-T, has an ear. The heart hears the ear. The ear hears the earth. The earth hears the ear. So your two ears hears earth and heart. They both beat to the presence of God. When you flow in that spiritual dimension, you will be able to move in the mysteries of the earth realm. The earth will obey you because you will have the heart of people to bring them out of the dilemmas in their life. Oh, please, Prophet Matthews, take them on in now. When you understand the prophetic mysterious of God, you will be able to predict exactly the day. You will be able to predict exactly the time. You will be able to predict exactly the second. There's 86,400 seconds in a day. 86,400 seconds in a day. 24 hours of a day. So God is 1,000 years. You will tap into a dimension in the spiritual realm that you will have total authority over sound, over frequency, sound, rhythm, powerful. You will control the atmosphere of wind, hits. You will dominate in principalities and power, and nothing can take your life. You will have power in the spiritual realm. You will give your life up if you want, and no one can take your life. They can't take you before time. You can't even get sick. You will be in a spiritual dimension in the earth realm where everything about your entire life will determine by your ability to move in that frequency, in that realm, in that place, in that dimension. Because there's a place in the dimension where you have power to stop death. You have power to make people heal. You have power in that dimension where you will be able to speak it. And God will honor your frequency because he's honoring your ear to earth, your ear to the heart. You will flow in that spiritual dimension, and nothing will be able to take it, because you will take eternity and bring it into time and chronologically release it into the earth realm by the order of God. And you will flow in the kairos of God. You will be able to maneuver and move into the dimension. So if you say, if God says, June 15th, such and such will happen, it will be exactly what it is. Y'all know the word of the Lord God? 2 Kings. You remember that? Chapter number 7. Here's what the prophet said. Listen to this, people of God, and I'll end on this and open up the line. Did I go over my time? Uh-oh, I'm right. I'm 7 minutes over my time, but let me drop this in your spirit. You understand? 2 Kings, chapter number 7. Elijah said to the Lord, for which the king leans on, about this time. Now notice, here's the word, about this time tomorrow. That confuses demonic spirits because they're looking for what time it is that you're going to be able to move. So they're confused. That's why the prince of the air, have they known who the Lord of glory would, they would have not crucified it, because they missed the timing. See, demons miss timing. When they miss timing, man, they fear you. Let me tell you something. Let me share this with you, and you can write this down. The assassin, the master assassin, trained assassins to kill. The person who trains assassins to kill people. If that assassin misses you and don't kill you, the master assassin fear you. Demons fear most of us because we wasn't killed in 2020. We wasn't taken out in 2021. We did not fall for the okie-doke. That's why many of us right now in the hour that we're in, we're under the microscope of our time, not the world. We're under the microscope. Because the enemy could not kill us. The assassins couldn't kill us. So the master of the assassin fears us. There are demons who high arcade demons, high-ranking demons that fear you. And you don't even know they fear you. I just told her. I just gave out a lot of y'all right now. There's demons that fear you, and you don't even know it. They trying to throw fear on you, they fear you. Let me tell you something. I mean, you can go to the hospital. And the doctor can't tell you what's going on. They put all the scopes in the world over you. You know why? Because what demons are doing, they're messing with your rhythm. They can't mess with your frequency. They can mess with your rhythm. Because when you have sound and you have rhythm, you work with earth. And you got to understand, Satan, it rules the earth, but he doesn't rule the ear of the earth. God Almighty. That's what people say, prophet is revealing himself. He rules the earth. He don't rule the ear of the earth. God rules everything around the earth. God is sound. God is eternity. God responds. When God came in the garden, guess what God did? His voice walked through the garden. God is ear to earth. Earth has to obey ear. And if you have the ear of God, you have the power over the earth. If you have the heart of God, you have the heart of the ear. You can dominate with your ear, but you cannot let your ear be contaminated by the system. You were able to flow. The way I was able to predict the world to the people, I had the ear of God, and he gave me the earth to rule. What do you mean, prophet? Go deeper. I give you dominion over the earth, dominion over the sea. What about the devil? Mm-hmm. He gives you power over that present, not the devil, because he is a powerful. You have the power. You have the power over marine realm. Oh, the devil over there at the river. Okay, what about it? You can go over to the river. Ain't gonna ever happen to you. Well, I heard he went over there. I heard the man went over there. And he died. Okay, well he had permission. You ear give you permission. Watch this life. Listen to this. Write to that. Write that word. Permission and perdition. Ooh. Permission, perdition. Watch this. Three. Prediction, permission, and perdition. Judas was a son of perdition. Jesus was the son of prediction, who had permission. Judas did not have permission or prediction. He was son of perdition. There are people that are operating in perdition, and they're going to lose in this dispensation because you're operating in a spiritual dimension. And in this spiritual dimension that you're in, you have power. some of you have power. You could tell, you can elemental. You can tell it when to rain and not to rain. You don't even know that's the kind of power you have. You can be connected to your leader so tough, you will never talk to your leader. You'll know his needs. Why? Because you can tap into the spirit. But because you're trying to be greedy, and you're trying to overrule the leader, you're trying to be better than the leader, you're trying to outdo the leader, you're trying to do stuff to the leader, God takes you out. He replaces you. Why? Because he did get head guy like that. That's why you see a lot of people going from one place to another. They can't be still. Let me take you to this and end right here, okay? I hope this is blessing somebody. I hope this is blessing you. You can get this recording. Everybody need to get this recording for yourself. All right. I'm going to drop these points on you real quickly so you'll be able to understand it, and I'm through. And I'm through. I'm through. And then I'm gonna talk about the farewell address. I got to be very careful when I say this because they just celebrated 70 years of Queen Elizabeth and the Queen on the throne for 70 years. She was not able to attend. They thought you could see it only from the balcony. She had to go back in. So we're in a farewell season. So everybody prepare for the farewell season there. The problem is not the farewell. The problem is the chaos. Now, I'll share this with you. I'm gonna share this with you, and I'm going to try to end. I might have to pick up this later because I want to stay in my sequential time cycle. All right, let me throw prophetic intelligence. This is prophetic intelligence. I'm going to throw this at you. I won't go over them anymore. You're going to have to get the recording because once I go through them, I'm going to give it to you because I'm going to use it for my class when I start teaching my prophetic class. The prophetic class, for those who will be entering into the prophetic class, is $500 for the prophetic class, and it will go exactly, I believe it's going to go exactly like 15 weeks, and I'm going to intensify. I'm going to have 50 students, and I'm going to dedicate my total time to those 50 students. Ain't no price going to be altered, so don't come to me thinking you're going to get something else. It's going to be $500 for the class. You will be in that class. I'm going to spend my entire time with those 50 students, my dedication. I'm going to sit with you, train you, teach you, activate things with you. I'm going to show you things. I'm going to reveal things to you. That's exactly what it is, nothing more. So I want people to know that. So it won't be anything else. You want to go there and say, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It ain't nothing with that. That's my dedication to the 50 students. I'm totally going to dedicate. We're going to email each other, talk to each other out. We're going to do a Zoom. We're going to be intensified. That time. My time is going to be strictly with you all, dedicated, pour it into you, put it into you, revealing things to you, showing you things, showing you dreams. I might call you at night, wake you up at night. You'll have that access to Prophet Matthew because we're going to open up some portals. We're going to do it. Okay, let me go. Number one, listen to this. Prophetic intelligence. Listen to this. Prophetic intelligence. Number one under prophetic intelligence, you got to always do this. You have to partner with the Holy Spirit, number one. You got to partner with the Holy Spirit all time. Number two, follow its instruction trajectory. Follow the instruction trajectory, number two. Number three, maintain humility at all times, number three. Number four, give him all the credit and the glory in all your victory, number four. Train others in the example of your obedience to God, sons and daughters. Number five. Number six, through your obedience, all false spirits will be defeated, even the lie is told on you and God. Right, those are five. A very powerful point. And the prophetic intelligence. If you follow those exact things to the T, you will be able, those 5 points that I gave to you, will take you into such a prophetic presence in the prophetic realm of the kingdom of God. Now, January 2020, we end on that. When I'm done with the teaching, let's go on to the mysterious January 2020. January, February 2020. Meghan Markle, Meghan and Harry, they left the royal family, Windsor and Buckingham Palace, and left the United Kingdom and gave up all of their rights, inheritance, and wealth of the family, of the royal family, of the Duchess, because of that little boy who was supposed to be a blood sacrifice in January. If you ever notice, after they left the royal family, immediately all hell broke loose with viruses, everything. All hell broke loose in 2020 because that's officially an ancient family, secret society, all knew that child. He already knew it because his mother told him way back when they were young, visiting Africa and other countries. She revealed to them all of what they had to do. The bloodline has to be in alignment. Queen Elizabeth knew that. Her husband, who died on April the 9th at age 99 in 2021, if you flip it over, you'll see 666. He was 99, flip it over, you get 66, and you will see the day he died on the 9th, you get 666. You get all of those dimensional numbers. And what? The fourth month, so he leaves. They all knew they have a window to find as many children, male children. That's why they have the formula missing. You hear all the people looking for formula, 44% of formula, because all children that were born in 2020, 2021, 2022 are all critical children to the movement. And the Jesuit order, no. The Gregorian calendar, no. The Jesuit order, no. The Catholic Church, no. The royal family, no. And all of the other ancient high-ranking nine families, no. That they need to have those children. They need the blood sacrifice. And the sun is setting. That's why they're doing everything in their power. And everything in their level of power to find the one. You remember Mary and Elizabeth came together and the baby left. That child, they were not able to have it. And that sequential time is up because the father is gone. Now, what you're looking at in the earth realm, write this down. What you're looking at in the earth realm. Everybody, and I'm done. What that you're looking at in the earth realm, this very moment, in the earth realm. Let me go here real quickly and bring this up. Yeah. All right. Here we go. All right. Now, here's what. What you get ready to see is the changing of the guard. You're getting ready to see the highest ranking four world leaders getting ready to shift. And everything is trickling down from that. In 2020, they started the COVID fear factor. They set up hotspots in major cities around the United States. They send decoys into those cities. They prepared the 5G in those cities. They set up all the decoys. On May 25th, they set in motion two gentlemen who were both 33 and 32 and a half masons and Power Horn. It was in Power Horn, May 25th, 2020. George Floyd and the officer, they knew each other, they partied with each other, it's all on the record. That day, anybody timed the second, the word was, I can't breathe. That was a cold already. He stood on his head. Immediately after that, what happened in America? All seven continents in the United States came into alignment over that. Power Horn. Do you know what Power Horn means? It was done in the Twin Cities and Power Horn, Minnesota. Over what? A $20 bill. So immediately, Code One, World, a counterfeit $20 bill. We knew it was going to be a counterfeit year, but nobody knew that. I told the people. It was a counterfeit $20 bill that started the mess. That was the code sent out by the secret society. Everybody watched. The whole world watched over a $20 bill that was a counterfeit. Number two, he died in Power Horn, white-black relations. It brought all seven continents into alignment. Every continent came into alignment for what? Justice. Now listen to this. In Power Horn, when you look at Power Horn, Power Horn was birthed from the place and you used back in the 1800s, 1700s, they had these guns. What they did is pour gunpowder in it. And that's what that was the city was in the reminder of Power Horn. It was saying this. Listen to this. It was saying, prepare for bloodshed because of a counterfeit $20 bill, Power Horn. It was preparing the people for bloodshed. In June that year, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, I think it was 7th or 8th, stood outside the Masonic Order of the White House and left the Masonic Order of the White House, went in front of the Episcopal building, and stood and held up the Bible. The code was that. He was sending a code to Queen Elizabeth, who runs the Church of England, the Episcopal Church, to let her know, Queen Elizabeth, Bible is being fulfilled. Queen Elizabeth, go into Windsor, Buckingham Palace, and open up the Royal Chronicle. The Royal Chronicle, all from the prophetic lot. You can read that in Esther chapter number 6 if you want to read. And when Haman came in, the king requested the record of the works that was done based upon Mordecai. We are in the prophetic fulfillment. Everybody waiting for a sign. All of this is all the signs, so you can know. What's happening now? Queen Elizabeth gets the word. Her husband knows. They have a short window. That's why all that year they were doing everything in their power to create, stop the bloodline, do everything they can in their power of what was getting ready to happen. They wasn't able to do it. Queen Elizabeth sends the word to the Jesuit order. The Jesuit order sends the word to the Pope. The Pope has to open up the 23 stairs going down, the secret vessel. The Moors taught Europe all about religion, Phoenician language, to understand what the lot was. It's all out now. Now, we're at a pivotal time in the earth realm, period. This is a pivotal period in the earth realm. This is the farewell, because you're getting ready to see the major world leaders. That's why they said another code is. You see it all over there in Russia, Ukraine, all of those particles and all of those experiments over there, all of what's happening over there. The million people they brought into those hot spots in America to fulfill those spots and the money that they're giving them. Only people who are not aware of it is y'all church people who speaking in tongues, flipping, filing cartwheels, $20 tithe offering, foolishness, all this stuff. But the owner, Father Matthew, ain't going to miss it. Now, let me say this. What you're about to see is in the farewell address, It's required 70 years for everything to be loosed, and they can't do nothing about it. It's a secret order. That's why they couldn't kill a lot of people. It's required by the order to release everything that belongs to the original people. Can't be stopped. Can't be stopped. Can't be stopped. It cannot. They can't stop it themselves. That's why they've been doing what they do. You see the prison system, all the stuff. That's why most of you are on the edge right now, because you know what's getting ready to be released at a level you ain't even know. That's why you're getting ready to see the banking system, the world system. That's why you see all of them. You see why whatever his name is, who took his money out of cryptocurrency. You see why you see why the gas prices is up? The gas prices don't have to be up. Gas can be a dollar right now. They got more oil over there. They're going into the electric cars. 2029, they got 50% of all cars must be electric. All nickels. You see why they're taking all the coins out of the process of the world? They're trying to use all the coins, the nickel. They need the nickels. They need the nickels. So if you got coins, better save all the coins you can. You better bank up every coin you can. Quarter, dime, nickel. You better bank up anything with a nickel, anything with that nickel plate. I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell you. Listen to me. You're getting ready to see, people of God, the changing of the gods. And the changing of the gods. You must understand, Queen Elizabeth ruled the Caribbean Sea. She ruled all Caribbean Sea, all the marine lands, and all the warm weather, the salt water. She ruled all of that. The transition of power is in effect, people of God. You're getting ready to see history return back what belongs to God's people. That's why you have to understand. And that's why many people have an identity crisis. They don't know who they are. They don't know their bloodline. They don't know what they are. They don't know what they're about. They don't know. They don't know. The prophetic people, earth realm, are the most significant, and it's very few prophets in the earth realm can do what I'm doing right here today. Very few and far between can reveal to you all of what was revealed today and have it on record. And 3.5 million people plus is listening to it from around the world because they know what's getting ready to happen and what's getting ready to take place. And the chaos that's getting ready to hit a pattern in the world. The world will never be the same. Everything is in effect. Immediately. Okay, I'm going to pause right now. All right, Administrator Brad, bring a commercial in. One commercial, we'll come back, open up the line. I'm going to do a window. I went over my time. Please forgive me. You all want everybody to understand that. We're going to go in real quickly. Okay, Administrator Brad, we'll do that. Are you there, Administrator Brad? Administrator Brad, are you there? Let me do this real quickly. Probably on assignment. All right, hold on, people. Just stay with me a little bit here. All right. Okay. Get out of here. I'm going to do my screen. But we'll do this real quick. Okay. Yeah, let me do this real quick. All right, let's do this here. All righty. Do this real quick. All right, hold on, y'all.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Apostle Mari Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Camp in Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26th, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26th, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois. Ask for the Lifeline Block. Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cashtag RFPIM. That's Cashtag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Okay. All right, people of God. All right, now we're going to open up the line for anybody that have questions and comments. I won't delay. So if you have a question and comment, if you're on the blog side, blog talk, hit one. We're going to lose you all in about 15 minutes there on the blog side. So if you're blog talk there, hit one on the dial. We'll bring you in on blog talk radio. So if you're blog talk radio, hit one on your dial. If you have a question and comment, blog talk. Okay? All right, blog talk. All right. If you're on the conference side, if you're on the conference side, conference line side, if you're on conference side, line side, you have a question or a comment for me, what you do is hit one on your dial if you're on the conference line right now. You want to say something, you have a question or comment for me, please, you can hit star six and come in at this time if you have a question or comment on the conference side. Anybody have a question or comment?
Hi, Prophet LaRon. I've got a question.
Okay. Good. Ask your question. Tell me who your name is and ask the question.
All right. Kimberly. And my question is, could you repeat the five when you had, like, partner with the Holy Spirit? Could you just repeat those again?
I said I wasn't going to do it. But I'm going to do it real quickly again for you all because I'm going to use these for my prophetic school of the diamond. But I'm going to do it real quickly for you so you can have it. Number one, partner with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Number two, follow its instruction and trajectory. Trajectory. Follow its instruction and trajectory. I could talk about that more, but I'll use that when I have it for the class. Number three, maintain humility. Number four, give God, him, all the credit and the glory and all victory. Everything you do, every prophetic word, everything you do in ministry, that's totally due. Take no glory from that. Number four, train others in the example of your obedience to God, sons and daughters. And prophetic intelligence. Train. When you learn, you have more. Like I know I'm training sons and training daughters. Example of the obedience. Sons and daughters that move like that. Number six. Through your obedience, all false spirits will be defeated. Even the lies they told on you and God. All of it. So in other words, don't have to do it. Do what you do. Don't fight nobody. Don't worry about what nobody says, because these are all the things that's supposed to happen while you're flowing, and while you're predicting the future, telling the future, doing it. People are supposed to lie on you. They're supposed to say you're a false prophet. But all of this, your obedience, your spirit will defeat the lies they told on you in God. You have the power. You can get angry, because you do. You can get frustrated, you do. But don't lose sight of your perfect in the business. All right? Good.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, who's next? Anyone else? Okay, no questions, no comments. All right. I hope everybody was blessed. I hope you received. I hope it was something for you.
Hello.
Forget it.
Prophet, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
We hear you now.
I couldn't get in. I've been trying. Okay. This is Denise.
Okay.
And hello to everyone that's listening. I just want to thank God for what you taught tonight. It was very enlightening. It helped me to understand more, even though we may prophesy, there's an order, like you said, and there's also a way God does things. And with you being a prophet or a seasoned prophet, I'm glad that you shared what you did tonight. It helps me to understand things that even it answered a lot of questions I already had, and I didn't understand about the prophetic. It really helped me. I'll say that. It really did. It really helped. It blessed. It enlightened my understanding much better. It gives me more of, like, when I read those books now, like Isaiah, Ezekiel, to see where, how, yeah. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. I'm just following you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm following.
It's very, very enlightening. And where I wanted to see this too, if it's okay. I was told I was not a prophet, but I was a seer where I came from. Because one day, as I was praying, and I had faith that God would speak to me, he just opened my eyes. Mm-hmm. And then also my ears.
Okay. Real quick question. What's the difference between a prophet and a seer? They said you were not a prophet, you were a seer. What's the difference?
I said that's what they told me.
Okay, but what's the difference? What's the difference?
In the Old Testament, it said prophets were called seers. I don't know.
So real quickly, so you can know, so you won't be even. When people say stuff to you and you don't have knowledge of it, don't buy into the hype. Find out what's the difference between a prophet and a seer. So because anybody can tell you anything. And then you're saying, you're telling me everything from the past. Here we are in 2022. So everything you're saying is somebody told you in the past that you're not a prophet but a seer. Now, a seer before, and based upon etymology, if you go into Phoenician language, you will see on the walls seers. It would be called seers on the wall. You would see a picture of a man seeing the world. And then etymology, they gave it a name, prophet. So they gave it a name, prophet, because in Semitic or what we call Phoenician language, they learned the language. They taught them the language, and they created a name, seer. So Old Testament prophets were known as seers, but they had to have an identity in what we call language, or what we call Greek mythology or Greek languages. So Greek goddess, Greek, they gave them a name. So what you have is prophet based upon what was Semitic or Phoenician language, origin language, or Egyptiology. So they created. So if you call a prophet or if you call a seer, it makes no difference. You are a hearer. Write that down. If they call you a prophet, if they call you a seer, if they don't call you a prophet, if you didn't call you a seer, you are a hearer. Look at somebody and say, I'm a hearer. So it makes no difference. Those are titled, are you a hearer? The key to a prophet is, are you a hearer? That's the key. Write that down. Lock it in your brain. Carry it to the next 10 years, 15 years down the road.
Yes.
You got to be a hearer. If they don't call you a prophet, if they don't call you a seer, you are a hearer. A prophet and a seer are hearers, and that's the key to a prophetic.
And then the head prophetess that was over the intercessory, I used to be under her. She told me, God told her, tell me to study the scriptures in the area of revelation, because that's the way God deals with me. But she never said I was a prophet. And I said, wow, I wonder why she says God, well, I know he deals with me with revelation.
Okay.
He reveals things.
Okay, explain revelation. Explain revelation to me. Explain revelation. If she told you to study revelation, explain, what is revelation?
Revelation is a revealing of secrets. God.
Revealing divine. Of divine. The revealing
divine.
Of the divine. The revelation is revealing of the divine, and the divine is God who reveals the secrets. Revelation reveals the divine. It reveals God, and then God reveals the secret. It's the revealer of him who reveals the secret. Okay.
That's why I said I'm glad that you're doing this teaching tonight. It helped me to see things more in a writer perspective and, doing the prophetic and learning and growing.
Because there are a lot of people who will start following man and miss God. Reveal God. God reveals secrets. People try to find secrets and open up other portals and realms. Reveal God. God reveals secrets. God reveals secrets to hearers.
Yeah.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Revelation. Reveal it. Eschatology. End of the things. End. Age. Hour. System. Everything a prophecy, he brings the end to it. He reveals the end of it. Okay? So I hope that was able to help you.
Many things. There's many. I'm just grateful what I hear, what you're doing tonight. It's very powerful, and it helps me to grow more in this area with more knowledge of what's going on. And
amen. We bless the Lord. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get everybody what's going to be called out. See, they ain't going to call police and call firemen, and they're going to call military people. They're going to call the prophetic. That's what's going to be called. People who are going to be able to, they all after the, in the royal and the, all the highest of the highest, they always call prophets. They always call the prophetic people. The call is for prophetic. That's why they get all of these. That's why you see millions and millions of prophets showing up. Everything's being tainted. So you will be tainted. Don't be tainted. Stay in the place. You being alone by yourself. You're not alone. Yeah. Your isolation is elevation. So stay in that place. Don't even move. Stay with God. Have you. You'll be all right.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
All right. Great.
And I want to share one more. What you're saying about the enemy. I have a book here saying demolishing the host of hell. And something that stood out in here was the different scriptures about not just Satan. But when you said Nephilim, and I never paid attention to it before, and God was saying to get most of these scriptures and understand more of what we're fighting against, and that's another area I know that God is calling into. Oh, I thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for the sharing. I appreciate it. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? I hope everybody received something today. I hope this is able to enlighten you, prepare you for what's happening, and keep your eye on the royal family. Keep your eye closely connected to the European continent somewhat. You have to be able to hear real clearly. That's why everybody being distracted at the highest level. Ain't no one being distracted at any low level. Everything's been distracted at the highest peak. People who are dealing with issues in their mind, the highest level of the thought, the mind, cerebellum, the serene is all under attack. It's at the highest level. The enemy is creating illusion, fantasy, things you're seeing. everything. The mind is the biggest war ground right now, the mind. Minister Bryan, any final words over that woman of God?
Just a quick
one. Anyone else tonight? Okay, come on, Minister Bryan.
Just a quick reminder that registration for the conference is the date is June 15th is the final date to register the conference. You can do so by Cash App, Money Fund, or FPIM. You can go to PayPal at WeRestoreYou.org, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou at Yahoo.com. Please include the shirt size as well. The deadline is the 15th. June the 15th is the deadline. Thank you.
Thank you, Administrator Bryan. People of God. I hope this is able to open you up to understand what is happening, what is prepared, the portal, prophetic realm, the genealogy of the wealth exchange. As never before, you're in it, you're breathing it, you're seeing it, you're watching it, it's unveiling. The highest level of the leaders, you're getting able to see at every peak, at every level, what's going on. Right now, not tomorrow. Now we end of it. All right. So you're watching them and seeing them and viewing them. Okay. One more time before we go. Anyone else? All right, Kingdom leaders. Thank you, Administrator Bryan. Leaders, pastors, and everyone, continue to stay in that victorious place. You can get a copy of the recording and get a copy of its entirety. Everything that's of it in its entirety that's available to you, go to Lorraine Matthews Ministry at Gmail, Lorraine Matthews Ministry at gmail.com or blogtalkradio.com/Lorraine Matthews. And you can go there and get a copy of the entire, what was shared tonight in its entirety. It's available to you free. You can go over there and look at it, any other information. You can get that there too. It's all available to you in specific details of everything you need to ask. We're looking forward to our conference, Lifeline Conference 2020, Lifeline Conference 2022, June the 24th through the 26th. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. We're excited about you. We're excited about you, you and you on today. And we thank God for this. I hope this is able to open the prophetic people up a little more clear. If you're a student of mine on here and you want to say something that something just said to you, I'm going to give you a chance to do that right now too. If you're a student and you just want to say something that God has given you, revealed to you, something that's revealed to you, something you learned today, I want to give a student a chance. Any of you. Now, I'm not pushing anybody to say anything because I know when a teacher is ready, the teacher will appear. Sometimes teaching is very, very on target, so some people don't have to ask questions. But if you want to, fine. We want to give you opportunity. I don't want you to miss it and hit and miss. You know, we want you to have anything you need. All right? Saying that, we appreciate you all, okay? People of God, be blessed on today. Now, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, all you have to do is go to Blog Talk. Go to, you want to sow a seed into the work that we do in the ministry, you can go to Cash App and Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. If you want to be a Zelle, go to Zelle. At We Restore You, that's the letter U, We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and so see. You can go to the website at We Restore You, the letter U, .org. We Restore You, the letter U, .org. Click on a donation button, and you could be a blessing. If you want to mail a seed to it, mail it to 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Harvey, Illinois, 231-604. We bless you in advance. Thank God for you. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Another great Kingdom leader will be blessing the people of God. And then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m., you will be blessed by our service. Join us for Drive Out with the Prophet Weekly as we share the word of God and blessing God's people, powerful Kingdom word from the Lord in the earth. Hallelujah. Bless you on today, too. We appreciate you. Thank you. I'm glad this word blessed you on tonight as well. Thank you all. We appreciate you immensely, men and women of God. And on behalf of the entire conference night and our leaders and the people of God, be blessed. Have a phenomenal night. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court. It's my prayer for you all today.